You're listening to Mind Yoga Quick Quotes for the Next Q, episode number 21. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Mind Yoga Quick Quotes. For any new listeners out there, my name is Annette, and I am a life coach. Mind yoga. What is that, you may be asking? Well, mind yoga is just a term I made up. Just like in regular yoga, where we learn to reflect within and stretch our bodies, I hope my insight gives you something to think about. Each week, I give my viewpoint on a quote and try to get you to reflect within and stretch your mind a bit. Maybe thinking about what it means to you, or maybe learning to think about it a different way. I can't say this enough. Our mind is so powerful. In fact, it is our most powerful muscle, and we should be exercising our minds just like we do our bodies. So, bring out your mental mat and listen for the next few minutes. This week's quote is, "Silence is so much more powerful than having the last word." Wow, I even find saying this quote powerful. But I'm sure there are those of you out there who may disagree. Some who may feel that if we are quiet, if we walk away from an argument or conversation that is heated, then maybe we're being submissive, we're being weak, or it'll look like we're too afraid to speak our mind. I used to think that way. I used to argue my point till I was almost blue in the face. If I felt an injustice, then I was going to right the wrong, and I would almost gloat over having the last word. I showed them, didn't I? Or did I? You see, when I look back at the times when I did this, I see now it was all about my ego. I let my ego take over, and it had to have the last word. It couldn't bear to let someone else say something I didn't agree with without making a comeback. It wouldn't just be right, or so I thought. But then I learned the power of silence. So much magic in using this technique. If we can put our ego aside and instead really think about whether we should or need to have the last word in this situation, it can be so freeing. To choose to not have the last word, to remain silent, is for me now sometimes even better than having the last word. Think about it. Is it really worth your energy to have the last word? If you are trying to reason with someone that is unreasonable, then perhaps not. No matter what you say, there's a strong chance they might just not get it. Why get all riled up and let them get to you and upset you? Why give them that power? Not everyone has to agree with us. They can think what they want, and you can think what you want. I believe it's best to get over the "I'm right and you're wrong" mentality many of us, including yours truly at times, struggles with. Because when I do think this, I immediately now know it's my ego that's thinking this way. But how can being silent be healthy for you, you may be asking? Or how about what I want to say? Why should I remain silent, you may be thinking? Well, I'm not advocating you let others walk all over you. I'm not saying you sit back and allow yourself to be bullied. But to choose silence over an argument is, in my opinion, healthy. If, and here's the key, the big if you can be silent and be at peace with being silent. Not stewing about being silent. Choosing silence because you know that by not saying anything, you are holding the power, is what is healthy. When we can walk away without saying a word, when we can, as I call it, be a bobblehead and nod our head, but not say a word because inside we know it's not worth our energy, that's healthy. So this week's challenge is just that, to try to at least once in a discussion, when you want to have the last word, when your ego wants you to have the last word, remain silent instead and see what happens. Use your power and choose to do this, not looking at it as being weak, but realizing it's because you are strong. Because silence is so much more powerful than having the last word. This week's challenge is on. Keep your mental mat out and think about this throughout the week. As always, I want to thank everyone who's listened to this. I am so grateful you took the time to do so. And if you're curious if you could benefit from a life coach, sign up for a free short session on my website. It's annetteq.com. And if you like my quotes, I post a daily quote on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mind Yoga with Annette Q. Okay, everyone, have a beautiful day. Namaste.